America Weekend.
And your daddy's little girl.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
It may only be the middle of March, but we've already had one of the most heartwarming stories of the year. It involves hockey player Jordan Leopold, a defenseman and Minnesota native who's had a nice career in the NHL with seven teams, none of which had included the Minnesota Wild. But back in January, his 11-year-old daughter, also named Jordan, hand-wrote a heartfelt letter to the Wild asking the team to make a deal with the Columbus Blue Jackets to bring her dad home. In the letter, Jordan told the Wild that she, her mom, her two sisters, and brother all miss Dad very much. And on March 2nd, the NHL's trading deadline day, the Wild and the Blue Jackets swung that deal that honored Jordan's request, and her letter went viral, kid handwriting and all. Now, sometimes we forget that these guys we root for and against are not just players, but more importantly, dads, husbands, and sons. Now, if young Ms. Leopold is still in a letter-writing mood, may I suggest a note to NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman asking him to get rid of the shootout. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. About 10 days ago, it was a very nasty day in the Northeast. And in the New York City metropolitan area, there was snow, there was ice. It was not a nice day. LaGuardia Airport is one of the three airports that serve the New York City area. And along came a Delta jet flying in from Atlanta. It hit the runway, and it started to skid. And it skidded all the way towards a retaining fence, and the nose of the jet broke through just before it would come to Flushing Bay, a large body of water right next to the airport. Everyone was taken off the plane. There were injuries, none of them life-threatening. So all of the local channels in New York start to provide wall-to-wall coverage. And even the national cable news networks started to provide non-stop coverage of it. And so MSNBC has a special guest. New York Giants tight end Larry Donnell was on that plane. And once Larry was off that plane, wouldn't you know it, the first thing he wanted to do was reach out and call MSNBC because he wanted to talk to Andrea Mitchell and tell her his side of the story and what it was like to be on that plane. Take a listen.
And getting back to LaGuardia Airport, on the phone is Larry Donnell, the tight end for the New York Giants. He was on the plane, joins me now by phone. Larry, first of all, how are you?
Let me tell you, it was just crazy. I'm fine. I'm fine now, but it was scary.
I can imagine how scary it was. Where were you sitting on the plane, and when did you first know you were all in trouble?
I was sitting in the...
Beep!
And what happened as you were coming in for the landing? Did the pilot get on? Tom Costello, if you can jump in here, I think we've just lost our connection to Larry Donnell.
I think we were being had.
Now, the beep you hear covered over something that was vile and disgusting. All right. And if you've been on Twitter or on YouTube or on Facebook or whatever, you know or you can find out what he said. It was disgusting and it was not meant for broadcast or cable television. She didn't realize, obviously, what he said. And Tom Costello, who was the person she was talking with when they had this interruption, had to clarify what happened and they moved along. Another case of some producer being had. Who is running these national cable television networks? Do you really honestly believe that someone who was just involved in a potentially tragic situation? All right, this could have been a plane crash. This was a plane skid. And fortunately, everyone lived to come off this plane. No matter the situation, you're going to be a bit shaken up. Within a half hour to 45 minutes of the event, do you think a professional athlete is going to grab his phone and reach out to MSNBC or Fox or CNN, I don't care which one it is, because he feels he has to tell his side of the story? How gullible. We've heard it for years, people sneaking on and giving shout outs to radio shows and whatever and saying bad things on the air. It goes to prove once again, these newsrooms are now becoming controlled by very naive 22, 25, 27 year old people that just don't have a clue. Why would this man call in? And why would he just have the number for MSNBC just right there saved in his contacts? Oh, you know, I get off the plane. Thank goodness everything is okay. I better call Andrea Mitchell and get on the air so I can explain exactly what happened. These trolls sit at home. They somehow get the phone numbers. Who knows how they get the phone numbers? And poor Andrea, she had no idea what was going on. And, you know, Tom Costello, give him credit, because he wasn't just going to sit there and let the whole thing go by. He kind of had to explain to Andrea what was going on. She thought they had merely lost the connection. Everybody's too busy with their heads buried into Facebook and Twitter to see what's going on in their television networks. But we're tweeting the story out. We are Facebooking the story. But our broadcast product, whatever. Oh, it's him? Okay. Oh, by the way, Queen Elizabeth is online, too. She'd like to go on and talk about what happened this afternoon. She had a little bit of a tricky time getting out of the bathtub, and she has an exclusive for you. Oof. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend!
Order in the court!
If you were offered a bucket of chicken, would you plead guilty to murder? This is Attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. The details of how and why Terry Durham committed murder are not in question. The interesting aspect of Durham's case is how and why he decided to plead guilty. Having been in jail before, Durham knew how bad the food was in prison. After turning down several plea bargains to the charge of murder, Durham came up with one of his own. He agreed to plead guilty in exchange for a week's worth of Kentucky Fried Chicken, coleslaw, and mashed potatoes. So, did the prosecution agree to this bizarre plea bargain? The final verdict after this. So, did the prosecution agree to supply Kentucky Fried Chicken in exchange for a guilty plea? Of course they did. Compared to the cost of a full trial, a few buckets of KFC is chicken feed. And that's the final verdict.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Why does one person get rich while another makes nothing?
John Sutter, a successful farmer, discovered gold on his land. His road to riches, right?
No. Sutter wanted to build an agricultural empire. He refused to alter his plan, so he didn't make a penny from the California gold rush he started.
Sam Brannan, a store owner, saw opportunity in the gold rush, so he bought up every miner's tool he could lay his hands on. In just 9 weeks, he made nearly $900,000 in today's dollars. He went on to become the richest man in California.
Be flexible with your plans and grab opportunity when it knocks. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.